Could tiny sensors, so small they can't be seen by the human eye, be the key to diagnosing illnesses in the future? A team of researchers at the Australian National University believes they could be. And the scientists say they're making progress on advancing the technology to allow doctors and patients to identify and manage health issues. Sarah Sedgie reports.
Every day, tiny sensors embedded into wearable technology give people insight into how many steps they've taken or their heart rate. But an international team of researchers led by the Australian National University say they soon might be able to do much more. Associate Professor Antonio Tricoli is from the ANU's Nanotechnology Research Laboratory.
Each one of us releases continuously, spontaneously, different type of gas molecules. And these are can be a marker of diseases or of your metabolic status. So they tell you how you're doing, if you're developing a disease, or if you have a disease, how well you're treating and managing your disease. Now, this molecule can be released by the skin, they can be in your sweat, or it can be released by your breath. Each one of us does it.
And he says diabetes and asthma are just some of the illnesses that can be identified through the technology.
Well, actually, there is quite a range of health inflammation, and many have not been yet discovered. We know, for example, that the concentration of acetone, you know, acetone, that the one that you can smell or you can use for removing the nail polish. If there is concentration in your breath of acetone above 1.8 particle per million, so imagine a particle per million is almost equivalent to a drop of wine in an Olympic pool. If the concentration is above that, then most probably you have diabetes type 1 untreated. So we are able to diagnose diabetes simply by measuring the concentration of acetone in your breath. Another disease which is related that can be also tracked with this kind of molecule is asthma.
The aim is ultimately to incorporate the technology into existing wearable devices such as smartwatches, from where it'll do its work.
And so the next step now is starting to work with medical doctors, industries, to develop a prototype, commercial prototype of this device and test them on real situations, so kind of clinical trials.
But with wearable technologies being able to reveal so much information about the user, Associate Professor Tricoli says concerns about privacy are also being considered.
That's a very valid concern and something that we should be all aware of. We are wearing a huge number of devices, not only medical devices, that collect information about many of the things we do. And this information is ours and should be kept private and only accessible to us and to the people we want to share with. So actually, we are looking into this and we are looking into ways, how can we make sure that this data stays secure and that the privacy of the people is respected?
That's ANU Professor Antonio Tricoli ending Sarah Sedgie's report.